So, how do we build a trust with unknown people? As I said, basically focus on the common points. This is Hanuman and Ram, the common point. Sita and Hanuman, the common point was Ram. So, some ways, you know, if you meet a new person, if say they are from the same state where we are from, then we speak in a common language. That creates some bond with us. Or if we work in the same company, then there is some commonality. Now, if we may be the same profession, even if not in the same company, that creates commonality. So basically, there is a circle of our interests, circle of things which concern us, and circle of things which concern them. So we find the common point. That's how we move forward. That's how any relationship can grow. Otherwise, sometimes we meet people, and if we don't know what to talk, you know, we just make small talk. You know. So sometimes we may go to get together and 10 people, all of them ask, you know, the weather is good today, isn't it? The weather is good today. So we're just making talk. It's okay as a starting point, but you know, we should speak not because we have to say something, but because we have something to say. So in general, if we just come a little bit out of our box and try to think about what is it that is of concern to this person, which is also of my interest. So generally, one of the easiest ways to build trust with people is to ask them about their interests. If you don't know what their interests are, then just ask them about themselves. So when we ask them about themselves, and they may be reserved in speaking initially, but they speak a few things, and then we can find out, okay, what is it that is common between us? So basically, in every interaction, if it's not just a functional interaction, I mean, you go to a shop and buy something, it's functional, but it's something where we want to develop a relationship. So then we have to find out what their interests are and then check where that interest correlates with our interest. So if we take the time to hear, basically love or respect or affection, it can be conveyed in many different ways. But the beginning of doing it all is two things: to hear and to understand. To hear what this person has to say, and then not just hear the words to try to fit it into our worldview, is to understand. In the whole Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter is Arjuna speaking to Krishna. So Arjuna is pouring out his heart, and throughout all Krishna just hears, and Krishna understands what Arjuna is going through. And then later on, when Krishna speaks, Arjuna is ready to hear, because Krishna has heard out Arjuna's case. So basically, when we understand, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to accept what they are saying. They may have some understanding which may not be exactly correct, or their opinion may be different from ours. But at least we understand. We show them that we understand. Suppose we go to a doctor, and even before we speak anything, the doctor gives a prescription. What do you mean? Let me tell my symptoms. No, I know your symptoms. Now, even if the doctor is expert enough just to look at a patient and understand what the symptoms are, still the point is not just to give the prescription. The point of the doctor's interaction with the patient is also to inspire the patient to take the prescription. And for that inspiration to be there in the patient has to feel heard and understood. Okay, this is my problem, and the doctor understands the problem, and then the doctor is giving this prescription. So if the doctor, although in a sense it is the patient who needs the doctor, and in that sense the patient has to put the trust, but the doctor has to earn the trust. Doctor has to understand. So hear and understand, and they do that, and after that, when the doctor speaks, the patient, okay, makes sense. Patient will be more receptive to accepting it. So similarly for us, in general, when we interact with others, the first thing we can do is hear and understand. If we do that, that itself is a significant step forward in not necessarily winning their trust, but at least beginning the process for earning their trust. Sometimes we just, when we are interacting with an entirely new person, it is like entering into darkness. We don't even know what is going to come next. But the one sure way by which you can turn on the light whenever there is darkness is just ask them about themselves. And to the extent they speak, we hear and we understand. Then to that extent, the light starts coming and then we can find the common areas. Answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Great.